8 minutes past eight. Fiona Kelly's here again with It Says in the Papers.
He went from scoring goals to scoring money from kind people. That's Miriam Lord's assessment in today's Irish Times of the case involving former Kilkenny hurling star DJ Carey, who yesterday pleaded guilty to 10 counts of defrauding a number of people out of money while pretending he had cancer. The Irish Independent, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun also lead with this story. Although the 54-year-old had been expected to stand trial, he dramatically decided not to contest the case before Dublin Circuit Criminal Court yesterday. In her report in today's Independent, Catherine Feegan describes how during a process that took less than 10 minutes, although he delivered the guilty response 10 times with no emotion in his voice, he became increasingly flushed as he did so. It wasn't until the last one, after a quick intake of breath, she writes, that the rosy glow covering his face returned to a shade of ashen-faced grey. Another high-profile hearing which didn't go ahead this week, Conor McGregor's case, which was to be brought before the Court of Appeal, continues to dominate today's headlines. The Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with the story, reporting how yesterday's judge, Isabel Kennedy, referred the withdrawn evidence to the DPP for consideration for perjury. As for this morning, the Irish Examiner leads with the ongoing Garda investigation into the cocaine haul off the coast of Cork on Tuesday. The cost of a united Ireland generates the lead story in the Irish News. John Manley reports on new research from a study compiled by researchers at Dublin City University and Ulster University. Their conclusion is that the cost of unity in the first year will be £3 billion. The row over the removal of the portrait of President Michael D. Higgins from Belfast City Hall, where it used to hang, alongside a portrait of King Charles, receives coverage in a number of today's papers. The picture was put into storage at the request of the city's new DUP Lord Mayor, Tracy Kelly. Liz Dunphy reports in today's Examiner on an ongoing hearing at Waterford Circuit Court. 47-year-old Catherine O'Brien from Dungarvan has pleaded not guilty to three charges of deception regarding the purchase, transport and insurance of a French horse. The case is being taken by John Blake, a man she met on the dating site Plenty of Fish, who alleges that she sold him a phantom racehorse and convinced him to spend €20,000 on breeding rights. All of today's papers carry tributes to brother Kevin Crowley, the founder of the Capuchin Day Centre in Dublin, who died this week at the age of 90. The Independent devotes its lead editorial to the man who came to the attention of an international audience when he received a visit from Pope Francis in 2018. The author describes him physically as a small man lost within a giant brown habit. He came away wondering how a heart big enough to carry the troubles of so many could be contained in such a tiny frame. The Mail, meanwhile, publishes an interview Father Kevin did with Philip Nolan in 2012. In it, he talks about how when he left Clonakilty, where he worked for CIE, to take up his vocation at the age of 23, none of his friends expected him to last. He describes how the woman of the house in the digs where he was staying bet him half a crown that he'd only last a week. And finally, there's a piece in today's Independent about Tess Stedman, who celebrated her 100th birthday this week at Orwell Nursing Home in Rathgar in Dublin. Tess is pictured sitting at a piano, which she played to celebrate her big birthday. Although she never studied the piano formally, she's a talented pianist who was taught to play by her mother. She tells Sarah Burke that some of her most memorable performances include an appearance at London's Royal Albert Hall, where she played with the Girls Brigade, and at the Wexford Opera Festival.
Fiona Kelly, it's 11 minutes past 8.